Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
Parsha is Shoftim. My friends, as you may hear in the background, we are rebuilding Jerusalem outside the walls of the studio. So I'm sure that you'll be happy to put up with the slight inconvenience of the background noise. The Parsha of Shoftim, as the name indicates, deals with judges, deals with the judicial system. In the Jewish world, there were two parallel judicial systems. There was a judicial system of the government, whether it be the kings or later times, and there was a judicial system of the Sanhedrin, of the, of the rabbinic, the religious court system. Both systems were subject to the fact that the Torah wanted it to be a system that could be trusted, that people would have no qualms about it. It would be above reproach and above corruption. And therefore, in the Parsha of Shoftim, that point is emphasized. And the rabbis in the Gemara Sanhedrin listed for us in the second and third centuries of the Common Era, they listed for us the Batei Din, the courts that were to be trusted, that were the epitome of trust. And that became the idea of Bror Lecha Bet Din Yafeh. Choose for yourself a proper bed, a proper court, a court that does not have an agenda. Now, in our world, courts, to a certain extent, have become legislatures. They look to have ever-increasing powers. And the Torah wanted to limit the powers of the court as well. Not everything belongs in court. And the fact the rabbis abhorred litigation, and worse than that, litigiousness, that people always are looking to sue, always looking for a court remedy. The pursuit of righteousness is also the pursuit of peace and harmony in a community. Going to court rarely, if ever, reinforces that idea of peace and harmony, usually exacerbates the issues. Those that lose, so to speak, feel very embittered about it. Those that win, so to speak, are usually never satisfied either. In an imperfect world, courts are also not perfect, but we have to look for the best that we can. And the best that we can are really people that do not have a political or social agenda, do not have a preconceived notion of what the facts should be, even if they aren't, and the pursuit of righteousness. Now, the rabbis said that the law, the din, is sacrosanct. But there is something called lifnim reshuras hadin, before, deeper than the law. It's a combination of common sense, common decency, and seeing the big picture. Well, all of this was required from the court. The court many times could expand over the area of the law itself to deal with what was more than the law. So on one hand, that's a good thing. On one hand, it's a dangerous thing. And the Torah encouraged, that's why you needed a bet din yafeh. You needed a good bet din. You needed people whom you can trust, and people who didn't come into the to upset the whole world and rebuild it in their image, because that most of the time leads to disaster and troubles. So I hope that we have a good court system. In the United States, there's an entire issue now about an appointee to the Supreme Court. And here in Israel, the Supreme Court is always in the news. It has its adherents and its detractors. But we hope to somehow achieve a Bet Din Yofeh, a good, honorable, trustworthy court that will administer justice and goodness for everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Shoftim.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.